जय श्री राधे, राधे राधे, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताय गौर हरि वो श्री श्री भ्रमर गीत की जय। श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय। राधे राधे। आम्रा श्रवण करते चले श्रीमती राधा ठाकुरानीर।
We are going to hear about varieties of transcendental loving moods that Shri Radha Thakurani is experiencing through her pain of separation for Shri Krishna. Who is able to describe these bhavas, these transcendental loving moods of Shri Radharani? No one is able to do so. Nobody is capable to describe these bhavas of Shri Radharani. Even if the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna Chandra, if he would desire to describe them, he himself won't be able to do so. Can anyone even imagine that even non-devotees who hear katha about the Lord, about these topics of Shri Radharani, that they will even gain bhakti, devotional service at the lotus feet of Shri Radharani and Shri Krishna? This is such a divine, powerful benefit of hearing this katha. We should get absorbed in the Lord. If we desire one person in this world to have as our own, that's certainly the Lord only. If we are engaged in the Maya, in the illusion of this material existence, but not worshipping the Lord, that's not appropriate. All right, be engaged in your duties in material world, in material existence, but be engaged along with worshipping of the Lord. Forgetting the Lord and doing everything else is not appropriate. As this famous shloka says, either you stay at home or in the forest, meaning either live as a family person or as a renounced person, but chant the holy name of Lord Gauranga. Wherever you stay, as a family person, as a renounced person, at a house, at a home, or in the forest, but be engaged in the devotional service at the lotus feet of Shri Shri Radha Govinda. Wherever you stay, in whatever situation you stay, be engaged in the Lord's worship, in hearing His katha. Katha is essential. Hearing the katha of the Lord has such a power. As Shastra describes again and again, that no other limb of bhakti can offer. There is no other limb of bhakti that can give the Lord so easily. Amongst all the limbs of bhakti, shravanam or hearing, kirtanam, chanting, and smaranam, remembering, whatever shower of mercy of the Lord is coming, through these three processes, these three limbs of bhakti, it doesn't exist in any other of the limbs of bhakti. All the Vrajavasis, all the friends of the Lord, the cowherd boys or the cowherd girls, up to the animals, birds, trees, flowers, creepers, everyone was completely absorbed in the Lord. They couldn't remain a moment without the darshan of the Lord. Without the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna, they felt as if their life force is leaving them, as if they are dying. The Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna, is the essence of everything. He is our original Father. The living entities in this world are experiencing so much distress. There is some little happiness, but it's so little. What each of the living entities, each of the souls desires? Everyone desires bliss. No one would say, I desire distress. So the most shining, the most powerful is the service, worship of the Lord, His katha, His worship, His bhajan. This is the bliss. We cannot find such a kind of bliss in anything else, in whole creation. So in one life or other, we should start worshipping the Lord. The Lord is Shri Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So intelligent persons are engaged in His worship. This is our only duty. Jeev, or the soul, the living entity, is eternal servant of the Lord. So this is the essential activity or duty that we are supposed, meant to be engaged in. As it was mentioned, there is no comparison with Srimati Radharani. She is like a deep ocean. If we want to describe something deep, we compare it with the ocean. So Shri Radharani is speaking through her different emotions that come. She speaks as it comes to her. Today is the 18th day that we are hearing this katha. Not only 18 days, but even 18 months, 18 years, life after life, yuga after yuga won't be enough so that we complete this katha. As Shastra is saying, as the greatest saints, sages, devotees are saying, it's not possible to conclude speaking about these topics. So although it's very hard to understand these topics, even if we hear them without understanding, they will bear fruits. So Sri Radharani, in her different varieties of moods, she was speaking towards the bumblebee, and she has chastised the bumblebee, she has chased it away. So as bumblebee has left into the forest, Sri Radharani remained lamenting. Oh, my dearest Lord Sri Krishna, he has sent his messenger to give me his message, to bring his message to me. But what I did, oh, alas, Sri Radharani kept lamenting. I have chastised it. I have chased it away. So she pleads, she begs the bumblebee to come back. Shastra is saying that when the person is sending the messenger should be of the same status as the person that's sending the message. So the same way that we respect the person that's sending the message should be given also to the messenger of that person. So Sri Radharani was lamenting, oh, I spoke so badly to Bumblebee, and I didn't respect it. Oh, what I have done. So many bad things I've told to that Bumblebee. It was not proper. I shouldn't have done so. Srimati Radharani, as the ocean that's rambling, she told so much in her different moods, in her transcendental languor towards Sri Krishna. She has chastised him, she has chastised the bumblebee that she considers the messenger of Sri Krishna. She was in all these varieties of the moods, and she spoke like that, as her different bhavas, the moods are as these those varieties of waves that are coming from the surface of the ocean. As the ocean is deep and there are so many waves coming on the surface of the ocean, in this way all these different moods of Srimati Radharani were rising and keep rising. And so much of strong, loud sounds and rambling are coming when these waves are rising. But a little further, we can see that the ocean is as if peaceful. The depth of the ocean is so peaceful, but on the surface, so many waves keep coming. So in this way, in Sri Radharani's separation from Sri Krishna, from the deep and peaceful depth of the ocean of Sri Radharani, in her moods, varieties of waves, restless waves keep coming and going, and newer waves are coming as varieties of her moods where she's as if angry. That's not anger, that's her man, transcendental anger towards Sri Krishna. And in this way, she experiences different moods and she speaks accordingly. She was chastising Sri Krishna, finding faults with him, chastising Bumblebee. So now she's apologizing to Bumblebee. Please forgive me. Please come to me again. Please return. I spoke so much and it was not appropriate. Please forgive me. Please forget everything that I've told. So all these varieties of moods were appearing in Sri Radharani internally and also externally. Her transcendental body was experiencing changes. Sometimes her body appeared to be very thin and elongated, and sometimes it was as if blooming, as if heavier, bigger. And sometimes it looked shrinked as a body of tortoise. What divine Krishna prem! So who can understand all the katha that comes in Srimati Radharani? Who can understand the katha of the crest jewel of all the gopis, Sri Radharani? Even the personification of all the knowledge, Sri Uddhavji Maharaj, he was amazed. He was left speechless witnessing these varieties of mood of Sri Radharani. Ultimately, all these moods of Sri Radharani got pacified. And she is now apologizing to Bumblebee. Please don't mind. Please forgive me that in my man, in my transcendental anger towards Sri Krishna, I spoke so badly about him. Now Sri Radharani gained peace, supreme peace. This is concluding portion, the concluding verse that Sri Radharani is speaking.
Smaroti sa pitri grehan saumya bandhuscha gopan kochidopi sakatha na kinkarinam grinite bhujama guru sugandham murdna dhasyat kadanu. Aha.
Radharani became supremely peaceful. She became as she is. She gained her original nature, merciful nature. Now she starts trembling. In this peaceful, merciful nature, she now starts crying. Her eyes are filled with tears. She now addresses the bumblebee respectfully, O respected one.
Krishna Balaram Tarato Avantipure Vidya Shikharjo.
Is this son of Arya? Is he ever asking about Sasol? Sri Krishna and Balaram, they have left to Mathura to study. Is this son of Arya? Is he ever remembering his house? the house of his parents, his father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda, his grandfather, his uncles as Upananda and others. Is he ever asking about us? Is he ever speaking about us, his kinkaris, his dasis? Shri Radharan is now calling herself and the gopis kinkaris, dasis, female servants of Shri Krishna. Devotees are expressing humble moods. This humble mood should be adopted by us, by each of the devotees of the Lord. Although Srimati Radharani speaks in such a way, that's actually related to us. We should develop such a mood towards the Lord. We should keep our mind in a mood that we are the servant of the Lord. There are all these varieties of relationship with the Lord described in the Shastra, as dasyam, servitude, then sakyam, friendship, vatsalya, parenthood, and madhur ras, loving relationship with the Lord. So Shri Radharani is asking, is this Lord of our lives, Shri Krishna? Is the son of Arya, is he ever remembering us? Is he ever speaking about us? She is asking questions to Bumblebee. What is she saying further on? When shall again our good fortune arise so that Prabhu, the Lord, when he will bestow his fragrant like Aguru, lotus hand on our heads? It's described that from the each limb of the Lord some divine fragrance is coming. So Shri Radharani is saying, is he ever going to bestow his Aguru fragrant lotus hand on our heads? Shri Radharani is addressing the bumblebee. Oh, bumblebee, you are the messenger of my dearest Lord Shri Krishna. I should have addressed you respectfully. So now Radharani, in a very humble mood, she apologizes to bumblebee. I don't know even how much I was chastising my dearest Lord. I shouldn't have done so. So now Shri Radharani expresses this very simple, sincere, humble mood. So all the further varieties of the moods come to her as restlessness. So she further keeps asking the bumblebee. So she is saying now, addressing the bumblebee respectfully, Shri Krishna is originally our husband, although you may think that we are now married to some other husbands. We are eternally married to Shri Krishna. We are eternally his wives, although it looks like we are married to someone else. We can see that in Leela, all the Sakis of Shri Radharani, including herself, they're all married to some husbands. But not, it's only in Leela. Originally, Lord Shri Krishna is the husband of all of them, of Shri Radharani and all the Sakis. All the Sakis, they are the Munis, the sages, that life after life, for hundreds, thousands of lives, they were worshipping the Lord with purity, praying to the Lord to worship Him, to have relationship with Him as His wives. So their desires were fulfilled. They appeared as the gopis in Vraj. Not even leave aside being married to someone else. No one could even have their darshan closely. So these sages, they were worshipping the Lord for so long, and they were blessed with the gifts, with the fruits of their worship, to become Sakis of Radharani in Vraj. And in this way, related to Shri Krishna in such a loving way. So, the fact that the gopis are so-called married to some husbands, it's like what's happening in Natak, in a theater play. In a theater play, some actress, she is married to some actor. They are related in that theater play, but in actuality, this is not so. The powerful, pure sadhana that these munis were performing, chanting Krishna mantras and worshipping Him sincerely. Such a kind of sadhana even can't be expressed, can't be described. So now, their prayers that, oh, our dearest Lord, we want to become your dasis, your female servants. Now their prayers bear fruit. They became gopis. They were born as gopis of Vraj. So only for enhancement of Leelas, giving bliss to the Lord and to His devotees, this Leela, the pastime of the Lord, is coming in such a way that the gopis are as if married to someone else, but in actuality, their original and only husband is Shri Krishna. We can give another example of Treta Yuga. Ravana has stolen Sita, but he would never be able to steal original Sita. He was able to steal only the shadow of Sita or the false Sita. He was worshipping Mother Sita.
সাধু গুরু বৈষ্ণবের সঙ্গ লাভ করতে হবে এবং তার প্রকৃত সিদ্ধান্তগুলিকে জানতে
So this is why it's so important to have association and hear from Shri Guru and Shri Sadhus, because in their association, hearing from them, we would be able to understand all these topics, all these Leela, Lord's pastimes appropriately.
Srimati Radha Thakuranir Sri Angoti
So transcendental body of Shri Radharani is now trembling. She's trying to speak, but she is not able to even pronounce the words properly. She's repeating them. She's repeating syllables of one word. So all these divine moods of Sri Radharani, our Acharya Sri Jiva Goswami Pad in his Sri Gopal Champu, he's describing very beautifully. Sri Gopal Champu is describing what Sri Radharani is saying. She's saying, "Oh bumblebee, if we could even once again get his darshan, the darshan of our dearest Lord Sri Krishna, we would feel as if we are born again. We didn't get his darshan for so long now. Is he ever speaking and remembering his father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda? He has performed so many leelas here in Vraj. Is he ever remembering his pastime places here in Vrindavan, Govardhan, Varshana? Is he ever thinking about his father and mother? Is he ever speaking about them? Is he ever speaking about us, his kinkaris? Now, in a very merciful way, Sri Radharani is speaking and crying. Who is able to describe these moods of Sri Radharani? No one in whole creation would be able to describe appropriately. There is no one who can do so. Even the Lord Sri Krishna himself is not able to do so. He himself was amazed. He was speechless witnessing the gopis, seeing them in their separation from him. This is why he desired to relish, to experience, to know how is he, how it feels loving him. This is why he have appeared in a form of Gaur, of in the form of Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And there in Gambira, he has shown all of that. He has relished that, and he has taught us. He has brought this worship in a Manjari Bhav Swarup. Otherwise, no one would be able to know about it. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has brought it, he has shown it, he has described it, he has taught it. Relishing the Leela in Manjari Bhav, in Sakhi Bhav, and he was preaching that. If he wouldn't have done that, no one would be able to ever know about it. So all these topics were expressed, were shown, were taught by Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, no one would be ever able to know about them. By his mercy only, as Shastra is saying, some would be able to accept these kinds of worship, these paths of worship. So he is the one that showered this mercy in Kali Yuga. Otherwise, in no yuga, in no kalpa, this kind of worship was known, and it was not given in such an easy way. So even Sri Krishna himself, he was amazed witnessing, seeing these moods of Sri Radharani and the gopis. This is why he has appeared as Gaur in Kali Yuga. So Sri Radharani is saying, when Nanda Maharaj was there in Vraja, making all the different buildings, he done it for the pleasure of Sri Krishna, for his comfort. This is why he arranged for all these beautiful arrangements. So Sri Radharani is now asking Bumblebee, did he forget about that all? And Sri Radharani further describes how Yashoda Maya is feeling now. She Yashoda Maya, as if mad person. In the morning, she is going to the houses of other gopis and asking, oh, have you binded my Krishna? Did he come to steal butter from your home and now you have binded and you're keeping him somewhere? Please, please let him go. Please let him come back home. Yashoda Maya is pleading, crying, and asking the gopis. Sri Radharani is asking, is Sri Krishna ever asking about his parents, about Nanda and Yashoda? Now his home is empty. No servants are coming. Everything is only in spiders' webs, empty, without his presence. Is he ever asking about these kinkaris? Is he asking about us? This is how the dearest of Sri Krishna, the crest jewel, Shiromani of all the gopis, this is how she is asking. She is considering herself and the other gopis to be kinkaris. The female servants of Lord Sri Krishna. So all these different moods of Srimati Radharani are coming and going, changing, and Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj, but he is describing in his Chaitanya Charitamrita these further shlokas describing the purest loving devotion towards Sri Krishna. That when someone is experiencing Sri Krishna Prem, the purest love towards Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani is experiencing, then the humble mood is manifested as well.
তিহরতিমতি মাগে কৃষ্ণের চরণ তাহার শ্রী মুখবাণী তাহাতে প্রমাণে
How beautiful কথা
শুন উদ্ধব সত্য কৃষ্ণ আমার তনয় তিহ ঈশ্বর হেন যদি তোমার মনে লয় উদ্ধবকে বলেছিলেন হে উদ্ধব তুমি
বলছো
আমার কানাই সে সাক্ষাৎ পরব্রহ্ম স্বরূপ
These are now the words of Yashoda Maya when she spoke to Sri Uddhavji Maharaj. She is saying, O Uddhavji, You are saying that my Kanai, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord Himself. Then I would have the devotion towards His lotus feet, even reverence, respect at His lotus feet. But she assured Maya, she can't forget her parenthood mood towards Shri Krishna. She is simply considering him to be her own son, her own Lala. She is saying, all his sakas, all his friends, cowherd boys, as Subal and others, they were playing with him. And while playing, they would climb on his shoulders and he would carry them on his shoulders. So there was no tinge of even reverence of any Aishwarya, this opulence-like mood, even reverence mood in their relationship. So Uddhavji, witnessing all these moods, he was praying to become a grass in Vraj, so that the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis would be bestowed upon him. So these are the humble expressions of Sri Radharani, that she is considering herself and all her sakis, gopis, to be kinkaris, simple servants, female servants of their dearest Lord Sri Krishna. She herself, although being in such exalted position of Krishna's dearmost, she is considering herself to be Sri Krishna's servant only. So what to say then about us? Being devotees of the Lord, how humble we should feel as servants of the Lord. So Sri Radharani is through these waves of her different moods coming and reaching varieties of other kinds of speeches, expressions through all these different moods. As Acharyas and Shastras are describing, that this is now Sujalpa, further extensive way of speech. Our Acharyas are saying that all these divine, transcendental moods of Sri Radharani are coming. They are coming and going. They are changing as the waves, coming and leaving, and further newer and newer waves, further and further newer bhavas are coming and changing. So it's very hard even to describe where from Sri Radharani is speaking. All these varieties of kinds of speeches, expressions are coming from her. So Sri Radharani keeps asking about his Sri Krishna remembering his parents, his friends. And when she keeps asking, starts asking now, if Sri Krishna is asking about her, about other sakis and gopis, She experiences very, very humble mood.
রাধারানীর সেই সময়ে কৃষ্ণ বিরহজনিত কৃষ্ণ কথা বলতে বলতে মুখ থেকে লালাক্ষরণ,
স্পিকিং ইন অল দিস কাইন্ডস অফ ওয়েজ অ্যাজ অল ভ্যারাইটিস অফ হার মুডস আর কামিং অ্যান্ড চেঞ্জিং ইন হার, নাও শ্রী রাধারানী ফেইন্টস, দ্য হোয়াইট ফোম কামস ফ্রম হার মাউথ, দ্য টিয়ার্স কিপ ফিলিং হার আইজ। Radharani's Priya Narma Sakis, her dearest, closest Sakis, they are now crying profusely, seeing Shri Radharani in such a state.
এই প্রকার বৈকল্য দর্শন করে তার সখীরা পর্যন্ত রাধারানীকে চিনতে পারছে।
So further, Acharya is describing that even her closest sakis, when they have seen in such a way, they were even amazed. And they were very much worried for Shri Radharani, seeing her in such a state. So as previously expressed, Shri Radharani was experiencing all these varieties of moods and even changes of her transcendental body. She was now as if having the body of tortoise. In that moment, the bumblebee approached her. As her dearest Sakis were able to revive Shri Radharani after a long time that she was fainting and all this white foam was coming from her mouth, she was shaking, trembling. When all the gopis were crying and finally were able to revive Shri Radharani. Now Shri Radharani has seen the bumblebee approaching her again. Uddhavji Maharaj, the personification of all knowledge, he was witnessing all of this from close by, and he was speechless. All these ways that Shri Radharani was feeling and speaking, Uddhavji Maharaj, he couldn't describe, he was not able to even utter a word. He was only again and again glorifying the Lord. He was glorifying Shri Krishna and offering obeisances to him, he was thanking him. And, oh, my dearest Lord, now I understand why did you send me to them. I thought I was supposed to bring your message and pacify them. But now I understand. I don't have no knowledge, although I've learned so much. I don't have no knowledge. I don't know anything. You have sent me here so that I can witness, I can understand the moods of your dearest Vrajavasis, of your dearest Shri Radharani. So I'm so endlessly thankful to you. I don't have words to express how thankful I am, how grateful I am to you. Uddhavji Maharaj, now experiencing all these moods himself, he was crying and offering obeisances with all his six limbs. Shri Uddhavji, he was offering obeisances to Shri Radharani now with all his limbs. He is disciple of the guru of the devas, Brihaspati, and although so qualified, he was now considering himself to be so blessed to witness these moods of Sri Radharani. Oh, what I have seen, what I have witnessed now, this is not described, this is not seen in any Shastra. My dearest Lord, Sri Radharani herself, they have bestowed their endless mercy upon me. Uddhavji was amazed. He was speechless. He was only glorifying the Lord and saying, Oh, the Supreme Lord, oh, my dearest Lord, you have bestowed so much mercy upon me, sending me here to Vraj to get to know, to witness, to see all these moods of your dearest Vrajavasis, and most of all of your dearest mood, the mood of your dearest Srimati Radharani. These kind of moods, different loving transcendental feelings, they are not seen in anyone else. How can I express my thankfulness to you? I can only offer my endless obeisances to you, trying to express my endless thankfulness to you. In this way, Uddhavji Maharaj, he offered obeisances to Srimati Radharani with all his six limbs, and he stayed in that position for a long, long time. By mercy of Srimati Radharani, we will continue trying to describe these topics also tomorrow. By tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock early in the morning, we are concluding our katha here, but saying, Jai Jai Shri Radhe to everyone.